B-Pod Studios.
Morning is an important time of day.
Are you awake?
I am awake.
But I'm not happy.
It is way too early for this, guys.
And I haven't even had my coffee yet.
So it's Tuesday.
Hey, it's only Tuesday.
Is it really?
Yep, nothing to get excited about.
Well, I, for one, am very excited about this.
About what?
About what?
About this show.
What about this show?
It's showtime.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Well, we're still here, the three of us. We showed up.
Brian's coughing.
What?
Yeah.
Brian, you're coughing?
Yeah, I just got back from China.
No, yeah.
No, but you go, well, I was thinking you go to the gym and touch things there.
Mm.
And I'm realizing that this is my excuse to not go to the gym sometimes.
It's a good one.
No, it's, but like, yeah.
So the parade was canceled this weekend, the St. Patty's Day parade?
The St. Patrick's Day parade was canceled. Amherst College has canceled the rest of their spring semester. They're going to be learning remotely.
Mm.
What else? Man. You know, like, it just everything. Madonna canceled concerts.
Well, she'll look for any reason to cancel.
Justin Bieber is canceling some, like, you know.
Because ticket sales were not great, so they've kind of back down.
I went
from
to
big arenas.
I went to the grocery store yesterday.
Uh-oh.
And I could not believe the empty aisles when it came to things like Purell, Clorox,
toilet paper,
mm-hmm. wet ones like that moms use for their kids, and
gone.
And I was talking to somebody there and who works there, and she was like, "You know, I feel bad because we'll get a supply in, and then people will come in and just hoard it." And then, like an elderly person will come in and say, "Do you have any Purell?" Because those are the ones who are really at risk, and they don't have anything.
Yeah.
So it's like, well, you know, just take what you need.
You have a bottle of Purell, and you're hoarding that. Right?
I am not. I have one for my. I keep one. It's in my bag right now, but I keep one in my car. I always have some in my car, but I ran out yesterday, so I found some.
You got two.
And we have some at work.
Okay,
they gave
good.
Us some at work, which was nice.
You can't wash your hands enough.
My hands are so dry.
So later in the show, we'll talk about, has coronavirus changed your day-to-day yet, right?
I notice how much I touch my face.
Oh, see, I don't, and I miss it.
Wow.
I kid. No. And, oh, you want to know what the song of the day is for $500?
Yeah.
It's apropos. It is Survivor.
Oh, okay, good.
Eye of the Tiger.
That's a good song.
Right. Survivor. That's what we are. We're a survivor. So that's the 10 o'clock hour. We'll play that for $500.
Okay. I'm going to go wash my hands.
No. go ahead before you do it. So, anyway,
before I touch my face again.
Yeah, so, you know, it hasn't affected us yet, but you're starting to get a sense that, you know, things are going to change. We're getting emails at work, right?
Yeah, there's just
potential shutdown.
It's building.
It is.
It's,
I don't know,
building.
How are you going to do the show alone? But, you know.
I don't know, but boy, I can't wait.
That's why she's always washing her hands.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. More hits. More variety.
Julie Devereaux is going to play Survivor. And Eye of the Tiger is the song. That's worth $500 to caller 15 in the 10 o'clock hour. Survivor, Eye of the Tiger. So that's a great song. Remember what movie that's from, LBF?
Rocky 2, 3?
I think it whatever one had Clubber Lang and Mr. T in it.
Three.
That's three, yep.
That's good.
Yeah, and he was running on the beach.
Underrated movie.
I feel like it's rated.
Oh,
I feel like it's pretty, like, people like it,
yeah,
right?
They should.
Is it better than Rocky 1, though?
I don't think anything is better than Rocky 1, but I'll never forget the great line that Mr. T had when they asked him, "What do you predict
for
the
fight?" Oh, yeah, I remember. I know.
What do you predict for the fight?
Pain.
Pain? Wouldn't he say dead meat?
Pain. Dead meat.
Didn't he say dead meat at one point?
No. Pain. I think it was pain.
Oh, all right.
Yeah,
I didn't
good.
Pay attention.
Yeah,
Rocky
4,
I must break him.
That's true.
Okay. Anyways,
Eye
of the Tiger.
Be careful, Rocky 4,
everybody.
That's the whole Rocky
thing. Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
Okay, three cool things brought to you by Roach Brothers. Find great deals at Roach Brothers supermarkets. For every shopper, fill the fridge with fresh meat and poultry. With their For 25 meat sale, pick up 2 pounds of ready-to-eat chicken wings for just $10.99. More at roachbrothers.com. LBF, what's cool?
Okay, it's getting awkward, everybody. So how to politely decline a handshake.
Okay.
Okay.
Need to fix this, Brian. Yeah. The script was poultry and meat. It's 5 for $25.
Ah.
Five. So that's a good deal at Roach Brothers.
Oh, yeah, I'd get that deal a lot.
Five for $25.
I go there specifically for their five.
5 for $25.
Yep.
There you have it.
Wow.
Okay.
Somebody's paying attention. That's good.
That's good.
You know, every day is a day. I've got the one we're going to celebrate today. It's about your name that you don't often use.
Mm-hmm.
You don't often use this in your name.
All right. We talked to Dr. Oz last week. He called about a week ago, Thursday maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But at the time, I don't think, you know, we were in
full panic mode?
Yeah, I don't want to say that.
Okay, don't say that.
Okay. But, you know, I mean, now it's just much more present. So
yeah.
I'm going to remind you of some of the things he told us we should be doing to at least be prepared.
Okay.
Okay?
I'm excited for that.
There you go.
All right, so with me, if somebody comes in for a hug, I just scream and run the other way.
We know.
Yeah.
So don't take my advice about how to politely decline a handshake. Take the business of manners manager. Mm. She says, if someone extends their hand to you, the way to treat it nowadays with the coronavirus is you could put both your hands up like you're being held up and be like, oh, hey, please forgive me. I just don't dare. I have this coronavirus phobia.
This is a handshake.
It's a handshake.
Right.
I feel like by saying having a coronavirus phobia, you're putting the blame on yourself, which I guess is a good thing. But like, I think at this point you'd be like, yeah, we're not doing that now.
Yeah.
I mean, I know that some companies have, they've instituted the fist bump. Like, it's legit. They tell everybody, like, fist bump. Don't shake hands.
They're not just trying to be cool.
Nope. They're not trying to be cool at all.
Now
you got to
be concerned.
Then if you have a playful way of keeping it light,
I'll tell you.
Just say, I'm sorry, I didn't want to shake hands with everybody because of the coronavirus. Just, you have to be upfront, but like, just
should I be concerned? Yesterday, we went for a walk and we had a picnic before, my wife and I.
Wow.
And went,
look at you.
Yeah.
That's a CL.
We called it a picnic. We called it a picnic. We ate in the car.
Oh, you did? That's hilarious.
Yeah. There was no more tables at the lake. But now I'm thinking about it. The guy who made my sub didn't wear gloves. That's not good.
Well, I mean, it's not good, but also on the flip side, people wear gloves and they touch terrible things with the gloves on, and it doesn't matter.
Okay.
We're all pretty susceptible. I mean,
it was good tuna.
Was it good tuna?
Yeah. Anyway, side note. Brian, what do you got?
Right. More on Bob's
lunch later.
But did
you shake his hand?
No, I should have. It was really good tuna.
I can give you a hearty handshake. That was such a good tuna sandwich. All right. Today, March 10th, it's Middle Name Pride Day. Everybody should be proud of your middle name because, you know, you don't usually use it unless you're, you know, some kind of weird lone gunman or something. That's, you know, John Wilkes Booth.
Yeah.
You know, Lee Harvey Oswald, Mark David Chapman. Three names.
Right.
Yeah, I know.
You're right.
You don't learn people's middle names unless they do something horrible.
It's true.
So be proud of your middle name today. Mine is Thomas. My grandfather's name was Thomas. So
that's a good, solid middle name.
Oh, that's a nice one.
Yeah. LBF?
Mine's Gene.
Gene.
Because you need more names, Lauren Beckham Falcone.
And I don't have one.
What?
I was never given a middle name. How about that?
Really?
Last child, they didn't care. Maybe they just
they
got down to...
We're out of names.
I don't think they care.
We're out of names.
Like, he's Robert, and that's fine.
Robert. What would you...
Roberto.
I
know.
Robert.
Roberto.
Mario. You're Italian.
Anthony would be nice. Something
Anthony.
Italian.
Robert Anthony. Robert.
Yeah.
That's kind of nice.
Could be worse, though. My older brother, his middle name.
What's his middle name?
Oscar. So I was glad I didn't
What's his first name?
Is he grouchy about it?
Yeah.
Maxwell or Max?
Max Oscar.
Max Oscar?
Yeah.
That's a strange...
It was named after our grandfather.
Oh.
Well, there you go. You just called Bob's grandfather strange.
Yeah, thanks.
Nice.
He would not be happy. Oscar was
They sound like two old guys in a steam room down at the Elm Street bathroom.
Max and Oscar. Max and Oscar. They're having their spits.
No, I never got one.
Exactly. Max and Oscar.
There you go. Oh, boy. That was not a Corona cup. Okay. Dr. Oz was on the show Thursday. Oh, we're so glad he made some time because he's been everywhere. I don't know if you've noticed.
Oh, yeah.
He's
on every... pulled him off the set at the Today Show.
We literally did. All right, just a reminder of what he said. So, like you said, don't shake hands. Get at least 7 hours of sleep a night. Try to exercise 30 minutes a day if you can. Boost your immune system. Eat fruits and veggies. And here's the big one. Have a two-week supply of household items like toilet paper, soap, and detergent. Foods like canned goods or freezer items. And make sure you have all your prescription and over-the-counter medicines. Because if some point we're made to quarantine, you need those supplies. Okay?
Yeah.
Wow.
How about that?
My wife has been doing an amazing job of stockpiling stuff, and we're prepared. But my kids are like, ooh, SpaghettiOs.
Right.
I'm like, ah, it's an emergency supply.
You know what? Get sardines. They will not eat the sardines. Unless
I'm unprepared.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
All right, some sun today again in the morning, but clouds rolling in this afternoon. A high of 67 today. How nice is that? It wasn't yesterday gorgeous?
It was. I went for a walk.
Did you really?
This is 3 days in a row.
What was on the playlist?
You know what? I stepped up my game. I was listening to Boogie Wonderland.
Boogie Wonderland.
Yeah.
Earth, Wind, and Fire.
I feel like I got shin splints. I was walking too fast.
That's good. You're moving. Dude, that's. I'd love to see you do that. That's great. It beats Weekend in New England.
Yep.
Barry,
yeah,
Manilow,
well, you know, you got to mix it up.
Well, you stop and smell the roses a little too much with Barry, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, we went for a walk yesterday, and then professional tip from one Brian Bell.
What's that?
I needed to clean the backyard up with leaves because, you know, just buying the house, the previous owner didn't think that was necessary to have a nice fall cleanup.
Yeah. I just named him. Just say his name.
I want to say
get
his
it
name
over
so bad. But I wanted to buy a gas leaf blower. Brian says, make sure you get the backpack blower. And
looking
I thought, well,
you
know, that sounds nice, but is it too much? You know, I don't mean too much money. It was just...
No.
I mean, it was more expensive, but would it be necessary? And man, was it ever. So I got a great deal.
Yeah?
Picked up one yesterday. Spent 3 hours with that backpack.
Really?
Nice.
Blowing. That's how I spent my day.
Like the Ghostbusters out there.
I blew in the afternoon.
I
stopped
just...
for a snack. Blew more. Filled up the gas tank twice.
Twice.
And just kept
blowing. Annoyed your neighbors for 3 hours.
Yeah, they probably hate me.
3 hours, Bob?
That's it. It was a three-hour tour.
3 hours of
fun.
Leaf blower.
My back feels great. Thank you, Brian.
Your neighbors, your new neighbors are like...
They might have envy.
No, they might
have,
be plotting your death.
They might have blower envy.
No.
They might ask me to come over and blow their lawn.
That's no.
No?
I don't think so.
You don't think they like that so
No, I don't. I don't think
the
so.
The sunniest day in the spring.
Yeah, the most beautiful day. They're probably outside on their deck. And for 3 hours, you are doing that. It's like, oh, that's the new guy.
That's
my God.
That's great.
I really would have killed
in.
You.
Huh?
I would have killed you.
You would have killed me?
I would have. I would have touched your face.
First day, everybody's got their windows
open. Oh, I know. And then there's always somebody like you.
Wow.
Yeah, like somebody decides to get like, oh, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to blow leaves or I'm going to chop down a tree with
I'm going to make as much noise as I can.
With a chainsaw. It was
a Monday. It wasn't like I did on a Sunday morning.
It doesn't matter.
Some jobs need to be done.
Oh, I want the people.
I guess I should warn you.
Your neighborhood to call in and be like, you are so right.
I'm not done. I'm doing more today.
Oh, my God. 67. Give them a break.
Listen, they're probably at work. If they're not, then congratulations. You've retired. Or you're quarantined. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Anyway,
oh, yeah. Quarantined with Bob and a blower
All
on his
right,
back.
Fine.
Jeez.
Bob and his blower. So what do you got?
I have.
Yeah.
The Bachelor.
You can blame Brian Bell. He told me to buy it.
I know.
If
I can.
If it was electric, I would have been 20 minutes and done.
Can't believe 3 hours.
It was fun. Go ahead.
The Bachelor was on last night, and I need to talk about... Pete's mom's reaction.
Pete's mom's reaction.
To him sleeping with a bunch of women.
Not what you would expect
no,
a mom to say.
Not what you would expect.
Wow.
Not what you'd expect. So you did say, I will touch your face. Okay.
You I did. Will touch your face. You I will like the come worst over there and I will now. Grab both your cheeks and touch your face.
That's it. That's the worst thing you can wow. say to somebody right now. Time for some dirty laundry with LBF, who stayed in yesterday in the beautiful weather just to do the laundry.
I did.
You did.
I went outside briefly, but
oh,
yeah.
That's right.
I had to do some work and I had to watch The Bachelor because it was part one of the season finale.
Shocking ending.
Shocking.
No one even knows.
No.
So you stayed up and watched it?
You don't either.
No, I don't. No, I went to bed.
I stayed up and watched half of it, okay. But then I recapped it. Dave Falcone. Mm-hmm. A Bachelor connoisseur.
Oh, is he now?
Yes,
tear himself
he is.
Away.
Watch the whole thing.
Well, does he want to call us and give us a report?
I, you know what? Maybe we'll have a special report by Dave Falcone.
That'd be awesome.
Tomorrow.
Okay.
Or maybe at 7:45. We'll see what he's up to.
Okay.
So last night, Peter is down to two girls, Hannah Ann and the Virgin Madison. I'm sorry. I just have to call her that. Mm. She's the one with the crazy eyelashes.
Yes.
I can't get past them. What was stunning to me, and then I realized when I was watching an episode of Crazy Town, is that Peter's mom inexplicably defended her son sleeping with many women while he tries to decide who he wants to marry.
Okay. She wants him to go ahead and kick the tires.
This is what she said.
All right.
Here we go.
There are other girls that he has very strong feelings for, whether he wants to get physical with them or emotional. That's up to him.
That's wow. up to him. That's what she told Madison.
She said that to the Virgin Madison?
And then Madison defended herself.
Mm.
My expectations and feelings are valid just as much as his, and I totally get that's his journey, but it's also mine, and I have the standards that I have. I'm not going to apologize for that. I'm not going to be ashamed of that or be remorseful
for
that.
You shouldn't
be. Because I didn't tell him what to do. All I said was it's going to be hard for me to continue to work through this if this happens.
And this was the moment in the episode where Dave Falcone turned to me and said, she's a woman of substance. And I looked at him and said, you got to tap the brakes, buddy.
wait. Who is a...
Madison.
Well, she is. I'm with Team Dave on that.
It's all relative.
That's what every dad wants to hear. He's a dad. I'm a dad. Brian's a dad. That's
I was
what you
like,
want to hear.
You know, okay, easy.
She's the person with the most morals on this TV dating show.
Right. That's it.
And then, so Dave's Peter's mom does not like Madison. And
what's that say?
Well, it's so interesting because what did she say? She begs him to choose Hannah Ann. This is what she goes crazy.
Yeah.
Hannah Ann loves you with all of her heart.
Wow.
Don't let her go.
Oh, that's
don't
great.
Let her go.
Oh my God.
Bring her home.
What happened?
Bring her home to us.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Mama's
big. Welcome her right. with open arms.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, it was crazy. Well,
sounds
and
a
there's
culty.
A spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Madison broke up with Pete.
Oh.
Yeah. So he, at the end, who knows if she'll come back because she does that a lot.
Yeah.
But she's like, I don't know about this. And then Hannah Ann was getting frustrated that he wasn't like jumping on her, but jumping on the Hannah Ann bag.
Yeah, he wasn't all team Hannah.
So tomorrow, I don't know what's going to happen tonight.
I think, like you said, there's something appealing about Madison to Peter that he's finding it hard to shake.
Yeah, but I think that he is, Madison is, she's
the elusive,
conquest.
Yes.
He wants to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
And so fill in that blank, people. Fill in that blank.
What else you got?
And I just can't with that. The show is just insane. Mm. Well, speaking of Bachelors, Ben Affleck. He's been spotted down in Cuba with Ana de Armas. She's in Knives Out, and they've been canoodling.
Oh, good.
And then he might be like, you know, I don't know. She's gorgeous, and she's also in a very good movie, that Knives Out. Check it out.
There you go. Well, he's in a movie, too. It did okay, didn't it?
The Way Back?
Yeah.
I wanted to see it. I think just okay.
Good reviews.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. True Confessions Tuesday.
Why don't you spill your guts? Tell us everything.
Everything. Okay, I'll talk.
The ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
All right, 7:15. True Confession Tuesday today. Inspired by Boston traffic congestion being named the worst in the United States.
We did it.
We did it. Check this out. Boston drivers lost an average of 149 hours stuck in traffic last year. Do the math. That's 6 days? 6 days in traffic. Literally 6 days in traffic out of a year.
That's a lot.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm sorry for you out there. That's terrible. So, inspired by that, True Confessions, did you ever do anything either in traffic that you regret or you'd confess? Like, here's mine. A few years ago, I know, you'll never look at a Snapple bottle again the same way. I was driving back from Boston past New York. Back to North Carolina.
Oh, geez.
Right? By myself. I came up for something. I forget what it was. And I was by myself in my car and stuck about 7 o'clock after dusk on the GW, George Washington.
Yeah.
Not moving. And we literally just sitting there. And, man, I had to go. And I couldn't get out of the car because there was nowhere to go. I couldn't abandon the car.
Right.
I looked to my passenger seat. What did I see?
Hopefully not your mother-in-law.
I was alone.
Okay, good.
With an empty bottle of Snapple, I made my decision. In a Snapple, I did it. Do I have regrets?
Do you?
No.
None?
It had to be done. I'm not proud. I wouldn't recommend it, but that empty bottle of Snapple saved me. And
made from the best stuff on earth.
It sure was that day.
I think people have been caught in situations like that where they have no choice.
That was a no choice. I had nothing to do.
Like you're alone, so it's okay.
I was alone.
And you're like,
it was dark.
Yeah.
And I had enough leg room, so to do what you got to
Okay.
Huh? Too much?
Well, I don't need to picture it, Bob.
I mean, you got to maneuver.
You did pull over, right?
I was stopped literally in traffic.
Okay. All right.
It was like we were not moving. Oh, so, yeah, that's my true confession.
I feel like I know you more than I needed to.
I'm not proud, but
I'm just not
going to
look at a Snapple bottle the same way again.
I know. Snapple, I'm recommending.
Loved their peach iced tea. Well,
Snapple works. It's the right size.
All right. Okay.
No, I mean for contents, So anyway, True Confession Tuesday. What do we have for a good True Confession today, Brian Bell? Anything? How about a t-shirt? Rare WROR t-shirt would be nice. For your true confessions.
So.
Something you did in traffic that you could confess to that maybe you have regrets, maybe you don't. All right?
Okay.
888-410-1057. Brian did something in his Jeep. Maybe you'll confess to Brian a little bit later.
I miss having a Jeep.
What did you do
there
in
your Jeep?
There
wasn't a Snapple bottle.
Okay.
It wasn't a Snapple. It involved a little high four-wheeling, didn't it?
Yeah. I was commuting back and forth to Chelmsford at the time, and I had my Jeep and Route 3 traffic. Ugh, it can stink. I was stuck in traffic. I had like 2 miles to my exit, and it was just dead stop. And there was the side of the road where it kind of goes up, and you're like into the woods. I'm like, I wonder where that goes.
Mm-hmm.
I have a Jeep. Let's do it. So I off-roaded off the highway and up over the berm, like it was high.
Yeah.
A little path into the woods, into the back of a little technology park. I'm like, hey, that was great.
All right, true confession.
Yeah.
So, what do women do when they have to,
You know what? We think ahead, Bob.
I thought I did. I bought
never waste an opportunity to pee.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. True Confessions Tuesday.
Why don't you spill your guts? Tell us everything.
Everything. Okay, I'll talk.
The ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
All right, so today's True Confession, inspired by our once again being named the worst traffic congestion city in the United States. And I think worldwide, we're right up there. I mean, that's pretty bad. Boston's number one, Chicago's two, Philly's three as far as just amount of time you spend
Chicago
in traffic.
What about L.A.? Isn't that
LA
the worst?
L.A. is number six.
What do we do in Boston?
I know. When we're worse than L.A., that says a lot.
It does.
Right? So, True Confessions, what did you do in traffic that you regret? I shared mine.
I know.
Every guy's done it. If you're a guy and you're telling me you've never had to reach for the bottle on a long road trip, then
I'm going to poll all of my guy friends.
That's go ahead, ask them. Anyway, so yeah, Snapple bottle came in handy. Highly recommend.
Why are you mentioning Snapple? People they like Snapple.
Well, because you need. I'll leave it. It's a perfect bottle for it. Okay, so anyway, Rich, we have a true confession.
I'm a little embarrassed to say it, but I don't mind. Hopefully it brings some laughs to the people. Back in 88, me and my friends were going to Beanpot, and we were stopped in traffic, and I had a van. And we were drinking some beers on the way in, and one of my buddies said, I'll give you $100 if you get out of the van, pull down your pants, your underwear, and suck down a beer. And I did it. I'm embarrassed. Yep, I am. But you know what? We had a lot of fun doing it. Good memory.
Yeah.
And I would never do it again. You know what I mean?
No,
but
I don't think
fun.
So. Yeah. It was the 80s.
Yeah, it was.
So you pulled your pants down to your underwear. So
my underwear.
We're going to get arrested.
I have my underwear on. My boxers on.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was fun, man. They were all laughing. I'm sure I got some laughs out of the people in traffic.
I'm sure they did.
You know, it was fun back in the 80s. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no. Leave it in the 80s.
Yeah, okay, well, hey, you know, it was easier when everybody didn't have a phone that was a camera.
That's right.
That's right.
Yeah. You'd be all over the internet.
Pics or it didn't happen.
Back to the drunken supers, you know?
All right.
Great
all
call.
Right.
Thank you. All right. Adrian, do you have a traffic true confession?
I went to a bingo at a Catholic church. And I was too lazy to drive all the way down and around to pick up my friend. So instead, I drove onto the grass to turn around Fairwork Faceway. I got stuck in the mud on the grass.
Mm.
The police had to push me out in the mud.
Mm-hmm.
And his remark was, "We know you're not going to heaven."
Aww. Oh, yeah, that's, yeah.
See,
and
just,
I got stuck
turf
in the
to
grass.
Church.
Turf to church, is that what you call it?
That's funny. Yeah. Did you get any trouble?
Yes.
Yeah.
No. I was able to get out, take out of the mud.
See, because you were cute. If that was me, cuffed, right?
Nope.
Ticketed.
Yeah, totally. Because you would have probably copped some attitude.
No, he just started shaking his head and laughing.
No, that's
and said,
nice.
Okay, we're not
cute,
going,
Adrian,
you're not going to heaven.
All right.
Go say some Hail Marys.
Yeah. Okay, thanks, Adrian.
Thanks.
Because she was a cute gal, probably, right? Very pleasant looking, and there he said,
very pleasant looking,
right? And the cop thought it was charming. If that was me or Brian, we'd have to be dancing.
You would probably have
well,
to
what
replace
happened
the
was,
turf. Yeah,
I saw something, an emergency. I wanted to head back and help him out.
So you would have lied on
yes,
top
right,
of it.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah, right.
Good
there.
To know.
Yeah, I needed to do
oh,
this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, I've done none of these things.
I know it.
What I'm a rule follower.
You are.
I know, and sure. I also drive like a man, a 10 yeah, yeah. and 2, 60 miles an hour in the fast lane.
Barry on the radio.
I get nervous. Yeah, I would never like bang a Yui on anything like that because
really?
I'm afraid of getting stuck in the mud.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's just bat your eyes like Adrian.
Oh, yeah. Well, those days are over, Bob. I start batting my eyes and be like, where are your glasses, lady?
Are you having some sort of eye seizure, ma'am?
I love when she said, you know, I went to church, you know, to a bingo. Went to a bingo at a church. Okay. Bingo. What do you got? Dirty laundry there. Put your glasses on.
I want to talk about The Bachelor and why Peter is in, why the theory is that Peter is going to choose Virgin Madison over Hannah Ann.
Ooh.
Much to his mother's chagrin.
Yeah, well, because it's the forbidden fruit now, isn't it, Adam?
Exactly.
Exactly.
And yeah. Ben Affleck's dating somebody. And I'm going to tell you.
It's all good stuff. Yeah. Thank you, LBF.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. More hits. More variety.
Let's take a break and see what's happening in Dirty Laundry with LBF.
Okay, dating in the age of coronavirus.
Yes.
It's not easy.
I bet.
I don't know what they're going to do with The Bachelor's coming up because currently, I mean, this is already filmed and whatnot, but.
Yeah, good point.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, they're touching more than faces.
They're doing more than shaking
hands.
Oh, boy.
Okay, so The Bachelor Part 1 season finale was on last night, mm-hmm. and because I like to torture myself, I watched it. It's just a social experiment for me.
It's what it is.
Because you gather a bunch of women, seemingly smart women, and then have them compete for this man who is so not a man. I can't even tell you, Peter Weber.
Why not? He's a pilot. That's got to be
all.
Attractive.
That's all he is. He's going to
be
gone
a lot.
Boy.
He's going to be gone a lot.
Oh, that's true. That's
yeah.
a bonus.
The weekends alone. It's nice.
So the two girls who are left are Hannah Ann, who's mm-hmm. very adorable.
Isn't she?
And then Madison, who's saving herself for marriage. And she's very upset with Peter because Peter took full advantage of the fantasy suites with the other girls. Mm-hmm. And she was like, that's changed a lot for me. Well, they met the parents and it went kind of strangely because the mom, Peter's mom, said to Madison, you really have no right telling him what he has to do. Here's what she had to say.
There are other girls that he has very strong feelings for, whether he wants to get physical with them or emotional. That's up to him.
And then Mom. Madison defended herself.
Sounds like Mom's had some fun.
Yeah. Right? Mom sounded like fun.
Sure.
And Madison defended herself, and that was the point where Dave Falcone said, she's a woman of substance, and I laughed in his face.
She's a woman of substance.
If she was a woman of substance, she would never have come back. That's my point.
Well, that's true. But I appreciate her stand. She's taken a stand. She doesn't want to just go to the fantasy suite as the next conquest.
Oh, my God. And then the mom, seeing that Peter was, like, really wanting to be with Madison, went a little crazy.
You have a gem waiting for you who is madly head over heels in love with you. And God put her there for you.
Wow.
I think God has answered my prayers and put the right person in your path.
Okay.
Hannah.
Yeah. I think the thing is that what's inexplicable, but I think everyone can identify with, is that Peter really wants Madison because he can't have her.
Well, that's the age-old thing, isn't it?
I guess.
What did Adam want to eat?
An apple.
Yeah, there you go. The forbidden fruit.
It's not even that it's forbidden. It's just that she's not as nice to him. She's more challenging to him. Mm-hmm. Hannah's just like, I love you.
I know.
Will you love me back?
I know.
And she's like, so I don't know about you. You might be a tool, which I totally agree with.
Guys
by
love
the way.
That. It's a challenge. Right?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. We're going to find out tonight exactly what happens because guess
Didn't
what?
Didn't you ever play hard to get when you were single out there, LBF? Weren't you ever hard to get?
No. Oh, my God. I want to mention a couple of things about canceled concerts. They're postponing, South by Southwest. That's done. But Coachella's been postponed until...
Oh, that needs to be postponed forever.
Forever.
Yeah. Please.
Until October. I guess... Justin Bieber's canceling a couple of them. Mm-hmm. Madonna canceled her last two concerts.
Yeah.
So, you know, check because I'm going to a concert in the summer and I'm
you
like.
You are?
Yeah.
Brian just showed us a picture of Ronaldo, the great soccer player.
Yeah.
his 1,000th game, however you say that word.
1,000th game.
That's a hard word, isn't it?
This is a hard word to say.
Say it.
That's a really hard word to say.
It's not just me.
1,000th game.
There you have it. That's wow.
Maybe
that's
if tough. I said it like 1,000th donut. All right, I got it. I can't identify with
context.
A game.
All
right,
all she's
had her 1,000th donut.
Anyway.
I can say it perfectly.
Well, there wasn't even 1,000 people there.
Wow, that's really
terrible.
If
anyone says they were there to see Ronaldo's 1,000th game, they're liars.
Glad you said that, not me.
Yeah, thanks.
All right, 7:51. Here's some good news. 67 degrees today for the high temp. Enjoy it. Get out there. It's 56 in Boston right now.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF and Brian. This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
Okay, Super Smart is not played in front of a studio audience. We've sent them home.
Oh,
yeah. No studio audience for us. Just like Jeopardy and Wheel. No more audience.
Yeah. Well, I definitely think it's a good idea for Alex Trebek to be still healthy.
Yeah, that's for sure. Hey, let's say good morning to Pam McDonald. Morning, Pam.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, LB.
Hi.
Alrighty.
Be nice to me.
I will.
I just, you know what?
I can save your life.
I think I just helped her out because I asked if LBF had a question that would have, you know, if you'd listen to the show, it would help.
Right.
So now she's added a question. So
yeah,
hope you
I replaced listening. One. So
okay.
Don't worry.
All right, Pam, you're a nurse from Chelsea.
I am a nurse.
Yep.
From Chelsea, yes.
What's your take on COVID-19? Are you concerned?
Wash your hands, wash your hands, wash your hands.
Can't do it enough.
What?
Nope. Right? Wash till it hurts. Okay, yes. Pam. Yes. You know, Super Smart. Brought to you by Window Nation. It's Window Nation's buy two, get two free sale. WindowNation.com. They are sponsoring your potential $1,000. Are you ready to play?
I am so ready.
Okay, good. Remember, say pass if you're not sure. We'll get right back to it if we have time. Here we go.
Who is the lead singer of The Police?
Sting.
What kind of berry has Tom Brady allegedly never eaten?
Blueberry.
Name one of the two finalists on The Bachelor.
Oh, the Virgin Mary.
Sorry.
I don't watch it. I'm the past.
What company manufactures a Jetta?
A Jetta. Pass.
What cartoon character was always causing trouble for Ranger Smith?
Yogi Bear.
Who painted Starry Night?
Van Gogh.
What U.S. state is the Catalina Island located in?
California.
Who established Paisley Park as his own record label?
Pass.
Which amendment to the U.S. Constitution gave women the right to vote?
14th.
Which company was the first to offer a Valentine's Day chocolate box?
Hendrick? Hallmark.
I know, it's hard. Right?
You're grasping.
I know.
What is the H1? Because I'm thinking H2.
Hershey's?
Yeah, the H1. Well, no, that's not
yeah,
it.
The H.
I thought it was maybe Hershey's too, but it's not it.
Nope.
Right, you got four right,
food.
And you didn't get. Are we going to give her the Virgin Mary for Bachelor?
No, we cannot give her the Virgin Mary.
No, it's close.
Only
enough.
Half.
All right.
Okay. Half is better than none.
That's true. Yeah. All right. Yeah. So the kind of berry Tom Brady's allegedly never eaten, a strawberry. I know. It's so strange, isn't it? One of the two finalists on The Bachelor. The Virgin Madison.
Yeah, so close.
Saving yourself.
MA.
Yeah, I know. You got. Yeah. And Hannah Ann. The company that manufactures a Jetta is Volkswagen. Prince established Paisley Park as his own record label. The U.S. Constitution gave women to the right to vote with the 19th Amendment. And the company that was the first to offer a Valentine's Day chocolate box, Cadbury.
Cadbury.
Favorite.
Didn't think of that. Yeah, didn't think of that.
They make the best.
My favorite.
Yeah, they make the best fruit and nut bar.
All right. Oh. All right, Nurse Pam.
Oh, well.
Nurse Pam, thank you for playing. Listen, nobody walks away empty-handed. We got two tickets to Santana and Earth, Wind, and Fire, which, by the way, LBF was walking to Earth, Wind, and Fire yesterday, weren't you?
Is that Boogie Wonderland?
That's Boogie Wonderland.
Oh, I was walking to September, too.
Yeah, that's Earth, Wind, and Fire, too.
And it's only March.
Yeah.
I know. Look at that.
No, they are great in concert. Yeah. It's a Supernatural 2020 tour, Xfinity Center. August 12th, tickets are on sale, available now at LiveNation.com. Thank you, Pamela, for playing. We appreciate it, okay?
Thank you.
You have a great day.
Right.
Go wash your hands.
All right.
Go wash your hands, yes, exactly.
All right. The Virgin Mary, that was my favorite answer of the day. Okay, if you want to play Super Smart in 60 seconds, just go to WROR.com or play the home version of the game as well.
Yep, it's multiple choice, so you can make it easy. And share it with your friends and put it on the Facebook and the Twitter.
The Twitter. It's all at WROR.com. And you win stuff just for playing. It's like Pam did. There you go.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool. Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
It's 8:23. Besides this day being so awesome, I'm going to tell you why you need to celebrate that coming up. What do you have?
I have, what does it take to be a best friend?
Oh, I like that. Okay. Best friend.
Best friend.
I don't
not
have
just...
one. I don't have one anymore. My wife's my best friend. Does that count?
Oh, that's sweet.
She is.
That's so nice.
Who do I watch Bachelor with?
Your
Carolyn.
Best friend. Your
my
BFF.
Brown-eyed girl.
Wow. Yeah. All right, it's getting weird.
Okay. How about you, Brian?
All right, I think you've made up for buying that leaf blower yesterday. All right. I've got things to make millennials feel old. There's some big things that happened 10 years ago. You're like, that was 10 years ago?
Oh, God. I
not
hate it
not just
happened.
Millennials feel old.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
You're
well,
not going to
believe. We feel old anyway.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, my back from that blower yesterday. All right, yes. Did I tell you I bought a leaf blower? I mentioned that, didn't I?
Thank you for that.
The over the shoulder
yes,
leaf
the over
holder.
The shoulder.
Oh, boy.
Okay. I know.
Leave it there. I'm going to tell you why today you should be awesome. How about that?
Okay.
All right.
Go ahead. So, what does it take to be somebody's best friend? Hmm. Well, there's a formula, I guess.
Oh.
The average person says they need to be friends with a person for 4 years and go through 4 intense personal experiences together.
That's what it is. 4 and 4.
4 and 4.
4 by 4.
So, intense personal experiences could be something traumatic, going on vacation, going on a road trip, talking. Well, that's not really an intense personal experience. It's talking regularly on the phone. Although I hate answering the phone, so I would call that an intense experience.
Well, who's your BF?
My best friend?
Yeah.
My best friend is Melissa Kramer Mayer, who I've known since I was 15.
Look at that.
And I am her best friend because she got me in a lot of trouble, and I was the angel. I was the rule follower, and her mother liked me hanging out with her, mm-hmm. and I liked hanging out with her because she
look
was crazy.
Look how you flip the script now.
I
You're the rule breaker.
Oh, no. I am not anymore. Right.
Okay, Brian Bell.
All right, just 10 years ago, these things happened, and it's like, wow, doesn't seem that long ago. There were a bunch of relationships in the headlines. 10 years ago, the Tiger Woods cheating scandal was dominating the headlines.
Whoa, that was so great.
It broke November of 2009,
but then all the stuff came out. All those Waffle House waitresses.
Yeah. 10 years ago, Kim Kardashian broke up with Reggie Bush, started dating Chris Humphries, married him, got divorced, and then married Kanye West in 2014.
Jeez.
They've come a long way, haven't they?
She's got a type, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Sure does.
The athletes.
10 years ago, Jay Leno returned to host the Tonight Show.
Oh, because of Conan,
right? They booted Conan.
Oh,
bad idea.
Poor Conan.
Corey Haim passed away at age 38 10 years ago.
Drugs?
No. Pneumonia.
What?
Yeah, he was sickly.
He was not well. And this one, Chris Evans, we found out he would be starring in the upcoming Captain America movie. He's now played Captain America in 11 movies.
That's crazy.
Wow, he's been busy.
It's been good for business.
Oh, my God. Imagine that. His whole life changed.
Yeah.
Sudbury kid, right?
Yeah. Captain America.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Star of Hyundai commercials.
Now he's gone to that. It's been good for business, though.
Oh, yeah.
Chris. Okay, today is the International Day of Awesomeness.
It is?
Yes. Really? Back in 2007, this guy was at work and he decided that he wanted to celebrate an intern named Freddie, who was awesome. So he said, there should be an International Day of Awesomeness. So he put the idea up on Twitter, and that was March 10th. Why? Because that's Chuck Norris's birthday. Yeah. So it's a tribute to the awesomeness of the myth of Chuck Norris.
Really?
So the easiest way to celebrate International Day of Awesomeness is to be awesome. What are you going to do to be awesome today, LBF?
I'm simply going to breathe in and out.
No,
what am I
going to
do?
Awesome.
I'm probably going to make, I'm trying to make something new every night for dinner.
That's awesome.
Isn't it?
That's really good.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to continue using my awesome new shoulder pack leaf blower that Brian Bell recommended I get.
That is not
awesome.
And I'm
going to blow for 3 hours.
No.
It's
don't.
So fun.
It's 67 degrees. You did it yesterday on the beautiful day, and your neighbors hate you.
Well, then it can't hate me anymore, then. Or can they?
I'm just going to double down.
Double down. Yeah. How awesome is that, though?
Oh, that's awesome. What are you going to do to be awesome, Brian Bell?
Yeah, Brian.
Going to drive my kids to many, many things.
Yeah, awesome.
lots of sports today.
There you go.
So there you go.
Well, you were awesome yesterday when you told me to get that backpack.
I'm looking out for you.
Thank you.
Good.
And my back.
Not the neighbors. I would have been like cursing your name
all
day.
It was a Monday.
What's that sound it makes?
Yep. Am I wearing earphones, earbuds? Yes, I am.
Not your neighbors.
Am I rocking out to some
All they want to do is sit on their porch.
I had Julie
Maybe
Dion
love for a deck
to
drink.
Julie in my headphones. I had J-Bo Jones listening to them.
Yes.
It was great. ROR is great to blow leaves to. You can the music just goes right through. All right. Wouldn't it be awesome to win $500? Yeah, I think it would.
Yeah, it would.
Yeah. Here's how you do it. Listen for the 80s song of the day. It's Survivor. The song is?
Wait,
you had it an
I
hour
did,
ago.
I had an hour ago.
Oh, boy.
I'm totally blanking.
Eye of the Tiger.
Eye of the Tiger.
10 o'clock, caller 15. Wins a
You can hear it over the leaf.
Not awesome.
With the ROR Morning Show with Bob Brunson, LBF and Brian. And your workday with a 90-minute commercial-free drive home with J-Bo Jones at 415. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Not awesome.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. More hits. More variety.
105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more. It's Bob Brunson, LBF and Brian. Another awesome day because today is actually the International Day of Awesomeness. So
yes,
get
it's
out and
awesome.
Enjoy it. Do something awesome. Sunny today, a few clouds, but still 67. Nice.
I'm going to wash my hands.
Awesome.
Awesome,
that,
right?
Hey, that is
That's
awesome.
A good way to be awesome today,
love
everybody.
Love the smell of Purell in the morning.
Yes.
Down at 44 tonight, 54 tomorrow, 56 now. Tom Brady, big announcement yesterday. Is he playing games with us?
I think he is.
All right, we'll talk about that next.
Awesome.
105.7 WROR.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. More hits. More variety.
Tom Brady was, again, on Twitter, making news, making announcements. Gone Hollywood.
Yeah, this is interesting. He posted on his Instagram Deadline, this Hollywood story. He is going to start his own production company called 199 Productions because he was the 199th draft pick in 2000. And he knew he needed to work hard every day to prove himself. Mm-hmm. This is what he wrote. Launching a production company is no different. And I'm humbled to have the opportunity to partner with the Russo brothers. And they did a couple of the Avengers films, the most recent two. And he said he believes in the essence of teamwork. And they are going to do a project called Unseen Football. And then he said, stay tuned. Exciting times are ahead, both on and off the field. So,
well.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, Tom Brady.
Well, Tom.
What do you think Tom Brady's going to do?
Well, the thing that people were buzzing about yesterday was
I started this.
Did you start
the Chargers? They need a quarterback.
They do.
I mean,
well, what's his name left, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's his name?
Tom Dan Marino?
yeah, Dan Marino. Retired. No.
Who left?
Philip Rivers left, and he bought a house in Florida. So the L.A. Chargers moving into a new stadium in L.A., big, massive stadium. They need to sell tickets.
Yeah.
Rivers is gone. So Brady would be right there in Hollywood.
Selling his house.
Is he, though? That house is not moving.
Well, it takes a buyer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For $33 million.
Yeah, just so you know. I mean, it's not easy.
You have to schedule, I think.
Yes, I think you do. No drop-ins.
No pop-ins. So, yeah, speculation. Now, Brian, he start next week, he can do the free agency thing, right?
Yeah, like the 16th is the legal tampering, so other teams can contact him, and then the 18th is when free agency
opens.
If
the phone never rang?
Oh,
like me
ring.
In high school. Like, it was like, okay, and then...
No. Stop.
I'm just saying, what if the phone never rang?
It'll definitely ring.
But what if all the teams got together and were like, you guys, we're not going to call. What?
Yeah. I mean, if they colluded?
Yeah. Yeah. Collusion is fun.
Every other team hates him.
Right.
But unless he's your guy.
But,
then
but
you love
maybe
him.
They'll just, like, maybe that. Maybe they hate him so much that this could be like a different scenario where they get together like, don't call.
No. He's going to get calls. Washington, the Redskins, they're going to be needing a quarterback. Tennessee.
I'm just saying, he's older.
The phone is going to ring.
Why
this is
such
prom
an
night. Yeah.
I didn't go to the prom, night. So.
Let's not call her.
Well, right.
Was there collusion in Kent?
I think there might have
been.
Don't
call her.
I'm still not over it.
Apparently not. Okay. And coming up, if you have a pet that's so cute, we're going to tell you why you need to let us see it. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. Hey, quick weather. Some sun this morning. You see it starting to fade a little bit, but that's okay. A high is 67 degrees today.
Yeah, that's
Don't
great.
Waste it. Do a walk. Do something if you can. Go out for lunch if you're working.
That's more my speed.
Wouldn't that be good? Yeah, yes. Right? To have that.
I might actually walk to lunch today.
Yeah. Where are you going to go?
I'm going to go downtown to Canton.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So will your calorie burn be equal to the lunch?
The way I walk? No.
Nope. I didn't think so. But listen, if you have a pet that you find so cute and amazing that it could be the award-winning pet, well, we've got some great news for you. Yes, that's it right there. It's the WROR Top Pet Bracket. Big prize up for grabs, LBF.
Yes, awesome. 8-day, 7-night trip to Divvy Southwinds Beach
Resort.
We're
talking over the horse.
In Barbados, yeah. With Barbados, did you hear that?
I heard you.
And round-trip airfare from JetBlue Vacations.
All right, all you got to do is submit a photo of your cutest pet to WROR.com. You can enter through March 12th. That's Thursday. At noon, submit your picture before noon on Thursday. And then tell all your friends, family, coworkers to go to WROR.com Monday, March 16th, and start voting for your pet.
I can't wait to see the pets.
It's going
to
be a bracket, so there's going to be elimination.
Yes.
So you got to start voting on the 16th, just like, you know, basketball. So elimination until we get to the final two.
I wonder what our most unique pet is.
It could be anything.
Like, it could be an elephant.
If you have one.
Well,
cute picture. Yeah.
I think I've heard that there might be a monkey of
There's
some
a
sort
monkey
that's entered
on
this. I know.
That's
There's
hard to beat a monkey.
Could be an ugly monkey.
A monkey in diapers.
I don't know.
Ugly monkey.
But a monkey in diapers is cute.
I never know.
All right, so it's at WROR.com, like LBF said. A monkey in diapers. 8-day, 7-night trip to Barbados. It's all at WROR.com. We're not going to discriminate against ugly monkeys, okay?
Okay.
Brian, okay?
We aren't.
Submit your ugly monkey pictures to WROR.
You know, they can be so ugly it gets to be cute.
That's what I'm
like
saying.
Like E.T.
Yeah.
Well, that's an ugly alien, but
Look
it's
at
so
that.
Cute.
But it's so cute. So ugly monkey. Sorry. WROR.com.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. More hits. More variety.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.